My first mission was a right seat ride with the unit that we were replacing. We had half of our men and half of their men go out, and they got to show us the sector that we were going to operate in for the next year. At the time, there was a curfew in operation where Iraqis were not supposed to be outside of their houses after dark. We rolled around our sector, and eventually we came upon two men that were in the field. They're out after curfew, and they're not U.S. military or coalition forces. The men on the gun basically proceeded to open fire on these men, killing both of them where they stood. Mark 19, fully automated, belt-fed grenade launchers, where you hold the butterfly down and grenades fly out the other end. Once we got to these men, they were blown into pieces. There was no sign of any sort of weapons, any sort of anything upon them. I was told by the sergeant scout that we were replacing that these men were out in their fields farming, because the periodic electricity in their town, the pumps that irrigated their fields only operated while they had electricity, which meant to farm their fields, sometimes they had to go out into the dark, knowingly risking the curfew to farm their fields. I asked the sergeant, why did he fire upon these men if he knew that they were farming in their field, after he explained to me why they were there? And he told me because they were out after curfew. We rolled out the gate into Calais to the deputy governor's house. On the ride there, we came upon in the medium a pickup truck parked facing away from us. There were men armed, about five of them, in the back of the pickup truck, and one of them had an RPG, and it was pointed across a long, like, marshy field, and across that field was the deputy governor's house. I watched the man in the RPG slowly turn and look at me in the eye, and look back at the deputy governor's house. I did not react hostilely, nor did anybody else in the pickup truck. After a moment went by, I finally heard the major yelling, "Fire! Fire! Why the hell aren't you firing?" Basically, we ripped this pickup truck to hell. All the men in the back of it were torn into shreds, and we continued to fire on the vehicle. And it's kind of funny because I don't know if somebody ran out of ammo or if somebody said cease fire and nobody else heard it but one person. He stopped firing. The next person stopped firing. The next person stopped firing. And finally, we all stopped firing. And there were some men that were laughing, some men that were crying. And I was just scratching my head. And the Iraqi army, who had assembled behind us, were waiting for us to stop firing, moved in pretty quickly. They covered the vehicles, and they kicked all the weapons out into a circle. And I watched one of the Iraqi policemen raise his hands to his head and kind of a, oh my God, sort of look. And I was like, what? You know, what? And all the rest of them sort of joined in, and you know, I realized something was very terribly wrong. And finally it trailed back to us that these men that we had just killed were the deputy governor's bodyguards. And it was basically fratricide. This is the kind of confusion that goes on every day in Iraq. And we don't have many photos of it. We don't have many stock footage of it. If we did, there'd be more Abu Ghraib scandals, and there'd be more hadithas. In the massive confusion, it's almost startling how little control you have and how much fear perpetuates you to not really concern yourself with things like rules of engagement and Geneva Conventions. Basically, your primary concern is getting yourself and your buddies home alive. And you realize that you're fighting for blue team and they're on A team. And it really doesn't matter what ideologies or why you're fighting anymore, because you're there and you are fighting. The men I served with were honorable soldiers. They're professionals. They went to Iraq hoping to do good, hoping to do right. They went to Iraq to defend their country, to defend their neighbors, and defend their citizens. However, we found rapidly that that was not the case, that we were killing the Iraqi people in horrible ways, and we had to. We had to do it to protect ourselves and to operate our missions in the most safety that we could possibly do it. And most soldiers are going through this, whether they've seen a true atrocity or not. The truth of the matter is that the war is the atrocity.